Have you ever wondered how some people always seem to be happy, even in the midst of suffering and challenges, even when the world seems to be falling apart? Still, there are some people that are filled with joy. How does that work? Well, today, the joy of the light is upon us, and it's for living our best lives in 3, 2, 1.
Pushing the boundaries of expectations and rewriting the rules of adventure are the reasons we get up in the morning. This is A Way of Life, a huge and growing community of explorers and adventurers, leading the way, blazing new trails, and raising the bar. We share your hunger for a life without limits, and we know you'll stop at nothing to get there.
Greetings, KB Creatives all around the world and all four corners of the earth. I'm Stephen Canyon. So glad that you could join us for another adventure of attracting our best lives. Email address is kineticbelief@stephencanyon.com, and the website is stephencanyon.com. Miss Maggie.
Stephen.
How are you today?
I'm really good.
What are you doing?
The podcast.
Why are you doing the podcast? It's good. You look nice today.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm so glad to be back.
I am too.
It was a long weekend, wasn't it?
Yes. I was ready to get back in here.
Had a live workshop.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was fun, wasn't it?
So
And I got to say, last night was a treat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What did we do?
We watched Singing in the Rain.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
It was so good.
It was amazing.
Best
hey, look,
movie.
if you need an injection of joy and happiness, just go back to some of the old classic musicals. Gene Kelly, are you kidding me?
Amazing.
Debbie Reynolds.
His talent.
Oh.
Effortless. That's what draws you in, isn't it? So effortless.
What was your favorite? What was your favorite part of the whole movie?
Well, I was actually a little surprised by it was the make 'em laugh scene with
Donald O'Connor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Oh my God. Do you know a little trivia? Uh-huh. He had to do that complete scene, which was done with one camera, one take. He had to do it twice. He went through the whole thing. If you don't know what we're talking about, remember the scene. Make them laugh when the character, he goes through this, the gymnastics of his dance, running up the wall, backflips, and the physicality. It's the old vaudeville kind of humor. Mm-hmm. But he had to do it twice because there was a technical difficulty with the first time he went through it. So keep that in mind if you go watch Singing in the Rain. But if you need an injection of joy
and positivity,
there it is.
And dancing and singing and Debbie Reynolds.
He actually should have died making that scene. I mean, for him to have survived that is crazy.
Way to say it.
It would have killed anybody else.
Right.
Oh, gosh. And then there was that 10-minute Broadway melody dance number near the end of the film, and it was actually that was a late addition too. I think they went back and reshot that part of it. And the last shot of the Good Morning number, more trivia. I had to look it up because I enjoyed it so much.
I was going to say, you know a lot about this movie all of a sudden.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
that particular one took 40 takes for them to get it right because there's three of them
40?
And they're
4-0?
Gene Kelly was a perfectionist.
Oh, my goodness.
And there were three of them, and they were supposed to dance the whole routine in unison with each other. And
wow.
And this is the first
That's
time
amazing.
Debbie Reynolds, who just turned 19 years old in the making of the movie, had never danced before. And so this was all new to her, trying to do these steps with Gene Kelly. And so, yeah, it took 40 takes. She said that her feet were bleeding
by
the end of that scene. But
oh
my gosh, it was so entertaining. Anyway,
it has some of the best, I think, artistry in it. Because it's not just a great movie. I mean, the scenes, the way they set the scenes up. Oh, it's just it sort of nourishes that creative part of you.
And of course, Singing in the Rain, Gene Kelly out dancing took him 2 days to do that. Second day, he had a fever of a temperature of 102 degrees while filming this.
So I shouldn't complain.
Out in the rain, no complaining, and just let joy
Why is
become
the AC
you.
On so high?
Right. No. Well, yeah. All of that we say because today I want to talk about the joy of the light.
Ooh.
The joy of the light, because joy when it's authentic, it's coming from inside of us, Meg. Mm. And it's part of the light that is on the inside of all of us. So I want to talk about the joy of the light as really the world right now. And I don't have to tell you, but the energetics throughout the world, it's going through it's just a series of major challenges as people are being tossed to and fro with choices and anger and ideas.
We're being very challenged.
Challenged with choices right now. But seriously, the world is going through a major change and a shift right now, impacting both individuals and the collective.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There is no doubt that humanity is at a critical point in its evolutionary journey toward the centric self, and right now into the awakened consciousness. When we engender the corrupted perspective, the optics of a world that is insane, it's lost its way, the sense of loss shakes loose every stronghold of purpose, every original intention for living your best life, for developing and advancing and growing mind, body, and soul. What happens is havoc moves to the streets, out of the homes, out into the streets, where it can be on display and on show. And while the individual looks within, if we're not running out the door with those negative energetics, it's an opportunity for the rest of us to look within for rewilding the soul back again to the original, the original intention, and away from the noisy, nervous, angry, depressed optics that have engulfed the world right now. So the fear of disruption is colliding right now with the optimism of opportunity. We'll just put it like that. There is nothing new about the two-dimensional energetics that we're faced with, the negative and the positive. What is new, though, however, is the intensity of choice, the clarity of choice, the lack of confusion where choice is concerned. It's very obvious the positive versus the negative. There is a widening gulf now that's forming there. As with every historical evolution of consciousness, a heightened fervor for adherences to each collective ideal has reached, it's a warring intensity, a battle for the singularity of the objectified. Mm-hmm. Whose side are you on? Who are you going to believe? Are you going to validate me in my way and my ideas and my thoughts, or are you going to validate something else? And so the war and the battle has intensified for followers, to increase in numbers. So the only danger to the breaking point is actually, it's going to be for those who try and hide among the commonality of the collective, who try to disappear within numbers, who don't want to show up, rise up, and be accounted for. And I just want to hide out here in the collective, in the crowd scene, where I can't be counted. So here we are, and with the vestibule of containment, what we're actually observing today in 2020 is there is a breakthrough that has occurred. And it's very real. It's a very tangible breakthrough. Now, what's coming through is light, the light of humanity, the light of the Creator, the seed that's within all of us. And the joy of light is purity. The essence of joy is the purity of light. It is authentic, and it is without the desperates of conviction, the desperates of condemnation, of negative judgments of who do you think you are? Who told you you could do that? What's wrong with you? Why don't you act like the rest of us? All of that stuff. So here we are. The joy of the light comes from within, and it's developed originally within the center of love. welling from within. And what we need to understand is that love is life source. Love is not just a feeling. Love is not just an affection that you have for someone. Love is actually life source. Love is essential to each one's seed for perfecting our genius of creative life purpose. Love never bears witness to the destructive. Love doesn't consider the wrong. Love does not consider the riot, the anger, the dissatisfaction. It's not a witness to the destructive. And so the boundless press of inflation from the beginning of time has moved from less to more, less to more, less to gain, advancing, becoming more, expanding our territory, prosperity, adding to, becoming more. And so this movement, all of love life advances in alignment with source love. And so love is not the personality of an attitude. I know you love me. And you know I love you. And that is part of our personality, but that is not the essence. That's not the core of love. No, the joy of light, which burns within the deeper region of the soul, it produces the effects of an attitude for centering our spiritual being.
Right.
The centerness of that. And so while we're having a human experience in an unmoved state of happiness, even while surrounded by every negative influence all over the world right now, breaking forth this negative energetic of activity, this seemingly encompassing the entire planet right now, the joy of the light works to suppress every possible stressor.
Mm. Wow.
For example, just the idea of contracting a virus. Now, that may cause harm or even death to you or those that you love. Just the idea of that will work to disassociate you from the hope of light and joy when and only when it's elevated to above consciousness, to above awareness, when it's elevated to the higher viewpoint and thought form for becoming a reality of our lives. So from here, the heightened sensory mechanism for creating thought forms rooted in doubt and worry or fear, and all from partaking of the fear-mongering and the energetics of those things producing more of the same, that will attract the substance of the elevated fear by then producing negative circumstances into our lives.
Wow, I wrote down the joy of light suppresses every possible stressor. So you're talking about anything that is rooted in worry and fear, basically negative source energetics?
Right. Basically what I'm talking about here is that every life experienced in the energetics of the negative, by adhering to the negative, relying on the negative, being counted among the vast numbers that are dissatisfied, produces the conscious response of doubt, worry, or fear. And through the production of those things, it produces then this active sense of competition, which is challenging and depleting, and it's diminishing to the joy of light. So right now, more than any other time, and actually in my lifetime, Meg, more than any other time that I know of, the opportunity to observe the abrasiveness of parallel diversities, much like two icebergs that are colliding out at sea, and the dynamics of that scraping and moving against one another, those parallel diversities are conflicting energetics that has become a worldwide phenomenon, unlike any other time in my life. Typically, one flow or the other is dominantly objectified by the common consciousness of the entire collective. You don't have to go back too far in history to where in the United States, for example, you had most people even if you didn't agree out in the streets, mm-hmm. would act the same, talk alike, yeah. believe alike,
True.
Have the same yeah. cultural ideas. But right now, you could say that it's high tide. The tide has come in. And the flows are more distinguishable than ever. Imagine, if you will, a beach that's strewn with thousands of seashells. Mm-hmm. And seashells that we cannot see because they're covered with an inch of sand. So the beach looks smooth, but underneath about an inch, there's thousands of shells. Now, to the observer, well, there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. Not until the high tide of water then comes in and washes away the layer
oh, wow.
of the obscuring sand to reveal now what is actually there. Yeah. Any beachcomber can then clearly walk out there and choose just by simply looking down what they want to pick up.
Right.
You can see the shark's teeth or the shells. So yes. in much in the same way, the manifestation of revelation knowledge has enlightened the traveler, and in this case, we're all beachcombers. And humanity is out walking along, looking for and searching for answers that are hidden away just below the conscious level. But we want to apply a conscious choice, a conscious decision. And so the randomness of digging for clues and looking for some sign of that there's a shell, there is a treasure here to be located. Digging for those answers, for examples, for, you know, what lies beneath. Mm-hmm. During this season of the rising tide of energetics, now things are becoming exposed throughout the world today. And
yes.
there are two very distinct factions. Mm-hmm. The decisions, the choices that we're faced with have become, there's great clarity in this age of enlightenment. So an awareness of reasonings through the joyful lens of light, rooted in the seed of love, is not presently estranged for the first time in my lifetime, which is paradoxically true in abundance in the presence, regardless of the noise of arguments and debates on the streets, and social media, among governments, all these factions, the arguments, and all the nervousness of presumptuous critical thinking.
I love that analogy. That will be with me forever. I can already just feel it being so rooted. Awareness is everything, isn't it? Without it, we become almost frantic, like we're always looking for clues. So, you know, in my notes, I was just thinking it's by being rooted and grounded in love that we have this lens for awareness, a joyful lens, if you will, of the light from within.
Yes, an awareness that is not provocative is the experiential presence that existed before the bubble of the rising tide of energetics, before it burst. Mm. And we're in the presence of
wow.
this bubble that's burst. Mm. When the collective simply moved in unison, like a school of fish or a flock of birds moving in unison, mesmerized by the self-organizing cohesion of thought. Today, in real time of hyper-inflated persuasion of the collective, it has created a possessed, irrational, dysfunctional consciousness. And the grip upon the ego has now exacerbated fears rather than released them. Mm. Opposition, when metastasized, it leaves no middle ground for confusion. And the world has begun a historic break from all of those evolutionary deceptive realities. Until now, it's just been smoke and mirrors, if you will. And so we've moved into an age of enlightenment where this is no longer the case. The world has unequivocally moved into this awakening, and it's a translation of conscious awareness, which is an inflation that's erupted. And
erupted.
With each eruption, there are what some would call birthing pains. And I think that most would agree right now that the world has definitely gone through most of the birthing pains. We're not just now entering into this. And so the newborn is here.
Yeah.
It's now among us, and it has come out, and it is available. And there's a fresh abundance of clarity that has fallen upon the world right now, and we're in that. And so the relief of the clarity, even in the midst of worldwide unrest, even with all of the energetics of anger and dissatisfaction, it is actually, now this is good news, it's not to be depressing, but this is actually good news because it is, because of what's now available and can be seen, like the shelves, they're all exposed. Yeah. We've entered into a delightfully overwhelming season for those who practice the presence of light.
Wow.
The presence of light. What could not be seen has fractured from within, and the world's organized thought forms, the world's religions, which for many centuries functioned on a spiritually cognitive awareness, while at the same time remaining elusive to the conscious awareness through the present tense of awareness. Now, that sounds maybe a little complicated, but what I'm saying is that the understanding of identity, which has been veiled, and in this case, which when the joy of light isn't present in human nature, human nature is to become presumptuous in its imitations, in the masquerade, while creating religious models for a spiritual abode. This is the place over here. This is where you come to be enlightened, you know, look this way, sit here, walk this way. And then all these things, what it does, Meg, is it just morphs into these traditional displays of religious reasonings where the gathered collective is going to celebrate a caricatured identity of a God made in the image of man.
And it is so, presumptuous. That's a perfect word.
Presumptuous. Yeah, so yeah.
Wow.
It is when man created in the image of God gets to the end of himself where these reasonings become exhausted and without merit that we find and have the abundance of life advancing to become even more. So the joy of the light has begun to emerge into a worldwide new reveal. And it is now, it is present, it is here, and it is today.
That is good news.
And it is good news. It is now. And so the individual level of consciousness from the creative center of life, which is the seed of all perfected potential, it's kinetically flourishing to advance us to be able to excel, to advance us to be able to understand with enlightenment, to be able to experience the life that we were created to from our genius of ego, the genius of purpose that we came into the natural with. The fullness of joy that's within you and me, within all of us, it's always there. The fullness is located within us. For advancing the mind, body, and soul toward perfected completion. It's available for the authenticity of every human creative.
Wow.
Every one of us.
So the fullness of joy, which you're saying is the consciousness of love, is coming from the light within.
Yes. Yes. It is coming from there, and it's original to the seed and to the original intent of every single person. It's not something we have to fake it till you make it. It's already there. It's already on the inside of us. The full embracement of the light that is within us all is all that is required for the materialization of our best life, of the greater life.
Wow.
KB creatives are expressions of the unwavering consciousness of light.
Yes.
And it's unwavering, and it is light. It is the potential of joy. It is all that there is within love. It is perfected health, and it's abundance, happiness, prosperity. It is nothing missing and nothing broken. It is total satisfaction. And that is within the semantics and energetics of unwavering belief and subjective belief to align ourselves with the purity of that that is within us, within the spectrum of the expanding life. On the other side of all this, which has been so exposed in the last decade and certainly within the last 3 or 4 years, mm-hmm. on the other side, suffering is always going to be rooted within the energetics of fear.
Right.
Pressure mm-hmm. is dimensioned by the outer limits of death and not the carefree potential of a joy that's in motion.
Wow.
The tide of time, which, by the way, there's new science emerging now that time it has substance to it as well. Mm-hmm. And in the quantum theory, time was created in a linear form and is part of dark matter, which has been strewn throughout the universe that all things react to.
Wow.
Which maybe we'll talk about at greater length at another time.
Maybe let's take the mind blowing and put it over a few podcasts.
Okay, so we'll just call it, just for the sake of time, the tide of time. You can imagine a flow of time,
yeah.
And the tide of that of the time for now, it is here in this present moment as the motion of joy is releasing its presence within the collective, and thereby freeing individuals to portray source energy light from within. The intrinsic presence of love is unadulterated to attract more of the same. Attraction is a beautiful thing. Our task, our part in all of this, is to sustain what we want more of.
Right.
So we stir up the energetics of love to sustain that, knowing that we are attracting more of the substance to manifest into our lives. As the world has appeared to be through optics, as the world appears to be right now, as we look at it through media, we read stories, hear about reports, what it is appearing to be, it actually is not. As things were, they are no more. In fact, a cascading of intelligent fodder has collapsed, resulting in the ensuing anger that we see, all of the uncertainty, the accusations, and the dementia of insanity.
Mm.
It's resulting in all of that. Every insult to peace and prosperity, it has become so clearly defined with the falling away of all of the false portrayals.
Wow, false portrayals. That's kind of like the identity crisis that most people are having, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, it is. And the mask of the identity crisis, or the masquerading,
mm-hmm.
Which is a requirement for there to be an identity crisis. Most people get to the end of their day and don't have a clue as to who they are,
mm-hmm.
or what they resemble themselves to be,
yeah.
A masquerade. That has fallen to reveal so many wonderful, now boundless opportunities for anyone that should choose to move into those opportunities, anyone that should choose to embrace the dynamics of unconditional love, anyone that should choose to pursue and put a demand on peace. These things are a choice. But the beautiful thing, again, is that right now the choices are clear and present.
Right.
Confusion has been moved, and all that is left now are the antics of anger.
Mm.
Desperately wanting to persuade someone to follow after the noise and confusion to validate and objectify a person's failed beliefs. But here we are right now, and what we're all moving through, this is new and it's fresh and it's without comparison. And it's open, and this is available to quench and satisfy every new growth that you would presuppose to own, to have come into your life, to manifest. Look, as things are, every circumstance right now is changing,
mm-hmm.
all over the world. And an attraction for more or less is predominantly going to either replenish or sustain the excuse. Excuses that have upheld all of the puffed up and frivolous thought forms that had led to a dead end.
That's fantastic. Sustain the excuse, because they need sustenance, don't they? I mean, they can't survive if we're not nourishing them. That's wonderful.
Excuses will sustain, right? So, but the choice has been made more clear than any time before.
Yes.
And in the history of spiritual beings having a human experience, right now we're faced with very clear choices. And as such, the conscious evolution is ripe with contentment and for the joy-minded, loved-filled revolutionaries of light. That's you, girl. I know it's you. And so we're in this together, all of us.
Oh, yeah.
KB creators are enjoined and in the enjoying of our best lives by embracing that inner light from within. And, you know, until now, we have, from the underneath, been represented as enigmatic people, full of mystery and marvel, without explanation. Humanity has pretended to be something other than what we are. It has been a masquerade. And even in this age of enlightenment, even though we're experiencing new growth, coming to new places of understanding and knowledge, a certain sense of the masquerade will continue until once and for all the veil has been removed.
Wow.
But this is how the ages gestate. This is the process of growth. A tree's not full grown until it's full grown and reaching for the sky and the sun. Wow. And as human beings or spiritual beings having a human experience, this is part of the gestative growth that we're all going through right now. Mm. Humanity, you could say, over thousands of years and many cycles, tries on different hats. And only to find that the hat of the last decade no longer fits. The hat of the next decade will fit for a while, but then we'll get to the end of that and it won't fit anymore either. Look, we are essentially not people as vaguely defined and dressed down to be just a person and a hat. We'll never fit for all seasons as we continue to grow and develop and become enlightened. But the brokenness of what was is now here. We are the consciousness. We as human beings, we are the awareness of the universe, or as Jesus put it, we are the light of the world. Mm. The worldwide adversarial opposing energetics, loosed as they are right now and climatic throughout the world today, has resulted in the highest opportunistic season for journeying into a new frontier of self-realization. And this is why our journal is so vital to our success, Meg.
Yes.
And we stay with it every day so that we can not only measure our growth and development, but hold on to these thought forms that are manifesting and attracting newness into our lives.
It helps to sustain the light within.
It helps you to sustain that. Again, putting pressure on the light to remain, doing our part, knowing that by sustaining that light, the joy of the light, attracting abundance into our lives, by sustaining it and stirring it up and meditatively practicing to do that day in and day out, we are attracting more of the same.
Yes.
And so the journal is so important for that purpose. Look, humanity is now well within a time of discovery of our inner truth and the paramount spiritual light that is within each and every single one of us at the core of our very being is the seed of love that is all.
So I'm finding myself wondering, what can we do to, you know, I'm always about the action. So what can we do to interact with the light that's within and know that what we're doing is authentic and that the light from within that we're interacting with is the authentic light?
What can we do? Where's the action? What's the kinetic part of all of this?
What do I do?
Right. So as a KB creative, what we do, we remain quiet for clarity. Get out of the verbal, augmented debates of what's being presented that we're told to believe we have to get into the do's and the don'ts and should we get out of that. Remain quiet for clarity, which emanates from the inner light. And it's the present tense, in the present moment, that we find clarity. It's not in our past. It's not thoughts of the future. It's not the nervousness of energetic thoughts coming from below, coming from unconscious merits that would say, come over here, follow after what I want you to think about. It's the quietness of our inner thoughts that we delve into that inner light to bring that to the surface. Look, the erasure, and this is what we're doing now, the getting rid of and the canceling out of decay, which is pressure from the hive of the collective consciousness. By removing ourselves from that and remaining quiet, deep breaths, which is a meditative stance.
Yes.
Clarity from that inner light then censures our personality to become free from guilt and advancing in alignment with the joy of light, which is absent confusion, and it's free from condemnation.
Yeah.
As the bright measure of our inner being then predominates the outer senses, the sights and sounds and the things that we see around us, the semantics of life, as it begins to, that inner joy of the light begins to predominate that. And the sound and the smells and touches, our inner being is then becoming aligned with the light, and the perfection of the inner then reestablishes into the natural, the original self, the genius of ego, the genius of our original purpose that was long ago lost. And so it's through this perfecting of the alignment, and that as such, the joy of alignment becomes the order of each day. It's the pressure, the quiet, peaceful pressure that we're putting on that to maintain that. Look, by practicing the attitude of light, to be free from doubt, free from worry or fear, rather than those things that were causing all of the lack of clarity, the movement of clarity, of joy, will manifest our inner life source into our circumstances. It will attract newness into our lives. Growth requires newness. And here we are, the individual now, with the opportunity to develop and grow and to emerge into a newness of life in vast measures, unlike any time that I've seen since perhaps maybe 2,000 years ago.
Wow.
So here we are, and this is the first thing that we do, is just to remain quiet and not to interact with those negative energetics.
So what would it mean for someone to always be the joy of the light that you're talking about?
To always maintain that stance and to remain in a place that's absent the longing for competition, the longing for repair, for wholeness. There is where there is only light within which there is only this unspeakable joy and this happiness and this exaltation, there is delight. And so what we would do to maintain that is to continue to take our stand and not chase after every thought, not chase after every solution that's presented, and not be alarmed by the alarm, and to not go running after these things, because it's within every spiritual being having a human experience that there is a sense already, present tense, of well-being in the innermost being that is now moved to the surface.
Wow.
It's not hidden deep down beneath the surface anymore. And so it's here among us. And absent the energetics of corruption, there is completion. And there is the sensuality of wholeness, which is joy. And joy has become us. Joy is overtaking us. And it's a thrill. And it's a thrill to experience that. And it's a place within the original seed of our light that knows no sickness, it knows no disease, no lack, no fear, no injustice, no shame, there's no guilt or failure. The inner unction within all of us that is clamoring to come out and to join the light of day. It's from this embryonic sphere of completion that cannot be defined in words and is simply referred to as the inner light. It's that common place of reference in the lexicon of conversation for the dwelling place of light, which is deep within the subconscious. Wow. And so it's the consciousness is made up of facets of tangents of experiential unctions within, rising from the subconscious, which are conformed to either delusional imaginations or the grandeur of repressive expectations of dysfunction.
Mm. Wow.
The deceitfulness of dysfunction is to cause one or try to attempt to get others to follow after and adhere to and rely upon something that's not factually able to sustain and to produce more life. Alignments are presupposed from the expectations of a desire, for example, which then attracts the substance of the thought form. The circumstances that we're creating when we hold on to these thought forms manifest from the substance of our kinetic beliefs. Kinetic beliefs are simply created by the observer, and these are ideas which are adhered to and relied upon as an objective reality, which manifest into all things from conscious awareness. Although the creative conscious is perhaps the deepest mystery in the universe, it still remains at the center of our sense of self, our sense of being, our sense of awareness. Mm. So how do we subsist with more perfected awareness in our lives? How do we come to the place of manifesting more awareness? Well, how do we activate this inner joy of light as a creative power for betterment in the world during this tumultuous time? Look, we can be decidedly uncertain based upon all of our past experiences, all those things that we were told were failures, all those times that we just came up short, or like you were saying a little while ago before we came onto the podcast, you know, don't cave in. You were kidding. Don't cave in. Don't cave in. All of those things that people try to put on us based upon past experiences, if we so choose. What we cannot deny is that we are aware. Each one of us are aware. Mm. Right now you are aware of your hands. Should you close your eyes, you know your hands are there. Even without moving your fingers or your toes, you know your feet are there. You are aware. Each one of us is that's occurring around us and going on right now. And we know within that we are all divinely connected by life. It's when we reach a point of acceptance, which is the full measure of a carefree trust, a reliance upon the inner light for peace and for love and for the uniqueness of our identity, that's when we enter into that place of restoration and that place of wholeness. This is the mask-free version of reaching for the sky. With arms for branches and eyes for the entrance of light, the setting is so clear for the abundance of growth which is has come upon us right now. The budding of awareness of new life has begun. The world has dropped the ripened expectation of good stewardship in favor of favor and in the hopeful energetics of hope. And as such, the individual in the image of the Creator has been set apart. And set apart within the realm of diversity and away from the corruption of malcontents. Mm. Those who have not looked within for the light of awareness only know themselves as baseless receivers, and they only know themselves as victims of circumstances and lifers of chance. For these people, the day in and day out time logged experiences are lagged from whatever will be, and it is what it is, and all of those things. Look, living life only in such an ego identified state of being can be quite aggravating, agitating, lonely, and even frustrating.
Yeah.
As you begin to feel and sense in your quietness what being the joy of light really means, you become a benevolent, rearranging force in the world. You move into those creative inspirations that will erase all of those rip-tiding outflows as they just seek the commonality of the lower level alignments and agreements. So feeling your joy-filled elevation, it erases the past by embracing your present. It's the present, isn't it, that we find our best lives?
Yes.
It's in the fullness of now that we advance. The earth and all of its inhabitants will benefit while you kinetically, successfully surf through these turbulent times. Don't remain in your present state. Remain in the fullness of advancing your light in the energetics of joy and love. Look within and agree with what you see right now welling up within you for the joy of light to become you. And it's no more complicated than that. It's actually quite easy, isn't
it? It's no more complicated. Well, you know, what something you said near the end that really sat with me so deeply when I asked, you know, okay, how do we be the joy of light all the time? You connected the dots of the quiet clarity, the clarity that comes with the quiet, and the quiet of the moment, of the present moment. And I love that. It's almost like a trifecta of clarity, quiet, staying present. And that really resonated deeply.
Sustainment, not running to and fro, not running after one idea or the next.
Yeah.
And we stop looking for the answers to find them.
Yeah.
Because they're already within.
And I took a moment earlier today, just maybe 20 seconds, just to pause, close my eyes, be quiet for a moment. And when you do that, it does sort of knock you over how little we do it, how little we take those moments. And I love how you're reminding us and teaching us and showing us these deeper ways that we can use quiet and use the present moment to our benefit. It's incredibly powerful.
I like what my friend Maya Angelou said. She said that nothing can dim the light that shines from within.
Wow. Yes.
And that is so true. Regardless of how determined a person may be within negative energetics, the light cannot be extinguished. Yeah. It cannot be put out. It is original to every human being right now on this planet. Mm. And we only need to be quiet and let it do what light does.
Yes.
And align with that and agree with it.
Yeah.
The light is original. It is the beginning and it is the end of all things. You know, this is the way of life for the kinetic believer. And this is the way that we live our best lives. And we stir this up and we do this every single day. Not without fail. It can't, you know, the thoughts will come, the ideas will come, the negative energetics of a world that has lost its way and is insane right now, trying to find without that which exists within.
Yes.
And as all of that goes by, it's like the bird. You can't keep it from flying over your head, but you can keep it from building a nest in your hair.
Yes.
Let those thoughts and all those things come and go. Try not to observe them. Try not to watch those. And your best life will emerge. Mm. It's not far away.
Yeah.
It's not hidden away anymore. It is there. It's loud and it's very clear.
Mm.
The choices have been made very, very clear.
Yeah.
Well, let's work on some guided thought forms. Should
we do
that right
together?
Now? I think we should, shouldn't
okay,
we?
Let's do it.
Well, let's just say this out loud. Say that I am a beautiful soul of the light.
I am a beautiful soul of the light.
The universal richness of vitality burns.
The universal richness of vitality burns.
Within every living cell of my whole being.
Within every living cell of my whole being.
The fire of light within me is bright.
The fire of light within me is bright.
For creativity.
For creativity.
And for wisdom.
And for wisdom.
And the wisdom of observation.
And the wisdom of observation.
The light of God is speaking to me.
The light of God is speaking to me.
Guiding me in everything I do.
Guiding me in everything I do.
The joy of light is overflowing me now.
The joy of light is overflowing me now.
It's flowing through me.
It's flowing through me.
And into the life around me.
And into the life around me.
The power of love itself.
The power of love itself.
Is shining through.
Is shining through.
The perfect seed.
The perfect seed.
Of who I was created to be.
Of who I was created to be.
I am overflowing with love.
I am overflowing with love.
And the joy of light.
And the joy of light.
My time is now.
My time is now.
I am so blessed.
I am so blessed.
By the presence of my Creator.
By the presence of my Creator.
And with the fullness of love.
And with the fullness of love.
Light and joy.
Light and joy.
Peace and happiness.
Peace and happiness.
I am love.
I am love.
I am prosperity.
I am prosperity.
I am peace.
I am peace.
I am life.
I am life.
I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the world. Wow. Yeah, thanks for taking us so deep today, Steve. And if you want to grab the journal that Stephen mentioned on the podcast today, you can do that at stephencanyon.com. And make sure and follow Stephen on Instagram as well. That's going to be at Stephen Canyon. That's easy to remember.
I think it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Having a great time. And remember that the joy of the light is already within you now. And it's not too far away. In fact, mm-hmm. it's just right there. Mm-hmm. Place your hand just there. Right, and you can there. Feel it and sense it. And then go and share it with somebody that really needs to know the same joy yes. of the light that you're experiencing today.
Wow. Thanks as usual, Steve, for all the wisdom.
Sending out lots of love and light to all the KB creatives all over yeah. the world.